And let's get right to Illinois, where the state's new governor, Bruce Rauner, just delivered his first State of the State address. Rauner is a Republican who's taking over in the midst of the worst fiscal crisis in Illinois in decades. It is a state that has a chronic structural budget deficit and the worst credit rating in the nation. In his speech this afternoon, Rauner described the exodus of Illinois residents to other states, and he promised bold action.
In our agenda, each of you will probably see some things you don't like. But each of you will certainly see many things that you like a lot.
Tony Arnold is state politics reporter for WBEZ in Chicago. He's with us now. Tony, welcome back.
Good to be here.
And you just listened to the address. What were some of the central themes in that agenda from Governor Rauner?
I heard two central themes. One is the overall spending of governments. In particular, he singled out mostly local governments around the state. And two, the tax rates. In particular, he spent a lot of time talking about property taxes being too high. Now, property taxes in Illinois is set up in a way that the state can't do a lot. It's mostly controlled at the local level. So it's going to be interesting to see if he proposes anything that would actually change how local governments change their property taxes. The second thing, as I'm sure you and a lot of listeners are aware, is Illinois' image of corruption, I guess, for lack of a better word.
We've had a few governors, and I'm an Illinoisan myself, by the way, from birth. We've had a few governors that have gotten into some trouble.
Exactly. Most recently, Governor Rod Blagojevich was sentenced to 14 years in prison. So he talked a little bit about ethics. But the way he's talking about ethics in Illinois, it relates more to unions, which is an interesting way of talking about it. He talked about these right-to-work, what he's calling he's calling them empowerment zones, but they've been referred to as right-to-work zones in other states that you've seen, like Wisconsin and Indiana, that caused major protests from the unions. These would give new employees the option of not joining the union. And he's also talking about banning campaign contributions from unions to politicians.
He's also talking about wages. And he made some headlines when he talked about the fact that he thinks that some of the wages of state employees need to come down. Let's listen to what he said today.
It's time to revamp how compensation works in state government. Let's emphasize quality of work instead of simply longevity of work.
Tony, how is that going over there with the legislature?
The legislature is controlled by Democrats. They have super majorities in both the House and Senate. So any bill that the governor wants, they could override his veto. That means that he's going to have a hard time. He's going to be going up against some Democrats who are already very suspicious of some of these proposals. In addition, a lot of Republicans actually get a lot of union support from downstate Illinois. That's because they have prisons with union workers that work there. And so it's going to be interesting to see how the governor's able to get along with these legislators that tend to be pretty loyal to unions in the state when he's proposing that union employees make too much money. He's even already singled out barbers and switchboard operators, mm-hmm. very low level people on the totem pole in the scheme of things compared to some of the upper level managers that he's already brought in.
Well, and as people from outside Illinois listen to what he's saying, he sounds a little bit like Scott Walker up in Wisconsin. Is that how he's positioning himself?
It certainly would. You would certainly think that if you're talking to unions, which have already been very vocal and are already starting to follow him along around Illinois, putting up picket lines or protests around his events. I imagine there will be some bigger fights down the road. But for now, he's gotten off on a very harsh foot with the unions that have traditionally had a lot of power in Illinois. And I think it's going to be very likely that we'll see more protests coming down the road.
That's Tony Arnold, the state politics reporter for WBEZ in Chicago. And we've just been listening to Bruce Rauner, who delivered his State of the State address, his first one today. Tony, thank you.
All right, thanks.